as Lord Wrestham came to the council in 2014 and he contested two subsequent elections and was returned comfortably, having increased his share of the preference vote. And, you know, Des was very passionate about the things that he cared about, and that was an awful lot of things. He read every document that was supplied by the council or any other agencies that he had engagement with. He perused every document to, you know, absolute. I'm not so sure that many other councillors would give the same degree of attention and detail to that. And he, as a result of that, it placed him in a position to very oftentimes offer very alternative views to that being taken by others in the chamber. And things like that, people who he claimed the system were leaving behind in terms of, you know, not doing enough for people or whatever, he was very, very passionate about that. And, of course, he was, in his recreation, he was a historian and an author. And I remember on an occasion when none other than Michael D. Higgins was unveiling a plaque out at Efferna, he noticed Des in the crowd, and he was clearly acquainted with him, and he drew attention to his presence, and he referred to him as a noted historian and successful author. And I'm sure that must have, you know, it would have pleased him on the day. And he was a store of knowledge in regard to historical affairs of County Leitrim. And he was always anxious to get more information about the county that he served for 10 years and 10 and a bit. And the meticulous way that he did his paperwork made life easy for the council when the time come for him to stand down due to health reasons, and to have his daughter Irene, with whom we extend our condolences, and along with her siblings. But he made it easy because he had the necessary arrangements in place which allowed for a smooth transition, which doesn't often happen in many counties.
And I'm sure as well that it can be often hard to quantify one's value to a community, but surely his backing in votes give a very clear indication of what he meant to the people of Leitrim, of his constituency.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, at the reality is, if people continue to vote for you and do so in increasing numbers, they obviously feel that you're representing them to the best of your ability. And that was Des's story. And at the last elections, this time on the 7th of June last, he increased his share of the first preference vote. So, I mean, evidently, he you know, his way of doing things appealed to a goodly number of people. And you do need a mix like that in like, you take a body of 18 elected members in County Leitrim. It's good to have a mix because, you know, people could get a little bit complacent, or, you know, the results of debates could become predictable, let's say. And that is neither healthy for the members or for the executive whom they work alongside. So, you know, while nobody enjoys or looks forward to heated debates, but, you know, sometimes, to be fair, a nod bit of a skirmish like that in the council chamber can help to clear the air and very oftentimes give birth to new ideas or a, you know, a more radical way of dealing with the issues that we meet every day as we go about our business.